As Superstorm Sandy ravaged the coastal states, rescue teams from across the nation headed east to help. That included Missouri Task Force 1, which has members from the Kansas City area. St. Louis County Fire Chief Ernie Rhodes explained its mission.
Go out and recon the area, search the area, and if they find anybody in need of help or entrapped, they will absolutely execute the rescue and or provide aid and care.
Area power company workers were also among those pitching in to help in the superstorm-stricken area, and Forbes Field in Topeka became the temporary home of some military aircraft moved out of the storm's path. A federal jury convicted Vincent Pesciotta, Mark Sorrentino, and Hereford House part owner Rod Anderson of torching the downtown restaurant 4 years ago for the insurance money. U.S. Attorney David Ketchmark said the successful prosecution began with a grainy surveillance video that survived the fire.
The work basically was done to take that video and find evidence that would corroborate or substantiate the information as to the identity of the individuals that were responsible for the arson.
The three defendants hadn't known that there was a decoy VCR in the restaurant, and the real recorder was hidden in a locked closet. Kansas City, Missouri restored a version of its funeral picketing ordinance. The original was repealed in 2009 after a federal court struck down a similar law. But 2 weeks ago, that court reversed its stance. Councilman John Sharp said Kansas City was taking a safe course.
This ordinance mirrors word for word the ordinance that was upheld, that was passed in Manchester, Missouri.
The ordinance will prohibit demonstrations within 300 feet of a funeral, during or within an hour of the service. The Claire McCaskill-Todd Aiken race for the U.S. Senate continued to be one of the hottest in the nation. Former presidential candidate Newt Gingrich campaigned with Aiken in Kansas City, chastising GOP leadership for pulling support from Aiken after his infamous legitimate rape remark.
It is votes that matter and citizens that matter, and then people of a state make a choice. They deserve to be respected for their right to choose.
That withdrawal of support was playing a big role in McCaskill's campaign as she debuted an ad featuring none other than presidential candidate Mitt Romney.
What he said was indefensible, was wrong, it was offensive, and he should step out of the race.
McCaskill's mother, Betty Ann McCaskill, died on Monday, but the senator only canceled events for 2 days. She said that even on her deathbed, her mother had asked her why she wasn't out campaigning. Kansas City Mayor Sly James and local Chamber of Commerce CEO Jim Heater wrapped up a 5-month battle to see who could lose the most weight and body fat. Heater won, but James proved a good loser in another sense.
It's changed the way that I approach my week in terms of what I eat and in terms of the activities. It's made me very much aware of the things that we're trying to attack, blood pressure, diabetes, cholesterol levels, heart disease.
In the next few weeks, James, the Chamber, and Blue Cross Blue Shield say they'll be rolling out a broader initiative, modeled after this one, to target area businesses. This is KCUR.